Om Gnati Mirandasyam Jana Shlakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we are celebrating Vaishnava Diksha of two kinds. We have the Harinam Diksha and the Gayatri or Brahman Diksha. And so I'm going to speak a little bit about Diksha, obviously. So before I describe what Diksha is or how you go about it, I'm going to describe why we're doing this or why people are taking initiation or why people are taking vows. Because initiation means vows. They're promising to do certain things, like follow the four regulated principles, no meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. And they're promising to chant a certain number of rounds every day. But why would someone do that? What's the reason? Is the reason because they want to make a lot of money and this is the way they get Krishna's blessings? I don't think so. I hope not. It shouldn't be the reason. The reason should be, hopefully, the reason should be is that they want to understand and make a solution to life's problems, first of all. Life's problems are not where is food. Life's problem is not where is shelter. Life's problem is not where is my wife. You know, anyway. That may be a problem. But anyway, so life's problem is not any of those things, eating, sleeping, netting, or defending. Life's problem is birth, death, disease, and old age. That's the problem. Because no matter how many little problems you have in this lifetime, you've got to confront those things. Birth, obviously, you've already confronted that. And then death and old age. And disease. So that's the first reason for that, because these particular individuals, they want to get rid of the problems. And another reason is they want to be happy. So the nectar of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, describes the benefits of devotional service. And there are six basic benefits the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes. And the first one is it gets rid of your problems. Because our problems are caused by bad karma or an attachment to the body. So immediately gets rid of problems. Not only the problem, but the cause of the problems. And then it brings all auspiciousness. Your life becomes auspicious. You become happy. Because everyone wants to be happy. But we will only be happy in connection with Krishna. Because we are parts and parcel. We are the same nature as Krishna. So we will only be happy with spiritual activities. Krishna is not happy with material activities. And we can never be happy with material activities. And also, Krishna consciousness, other qualities, Krishna consciousness is rarely achieved. It's the only means for attracting Krishna or controlling Krishna. So, these are some benefits and different reasons for taking initiation. Actually, the reason I took initiation was to have a mission in life to help other people. It's a big benefit. Because when I was young, my mother was encouraging me to be a doctor. Forgive me for this. She was encouraging me to be a doctor, and I asked her, and I really wanted to help people. I said, Mataji, sorry. Sorry about that one. I said, if I become a doctor, yes, I understand I can help people. Will they still die? And she said, yes. Will they still get old? Yes. I said, well, I got to look for another occupation. I want to take up an occupation where people, I can help people not die, not get sick, be happy. She said, impossible. Just become a doctor. And I, as a submissive child, said, no. I'm joining the Hare Krishna movement. And she was very upset with me for many, many years. But now she's understood, now that she's old. because an old person has certain challenges. So, anyway, that's another reason for taking initiation. You can help people. Human life means to be compassionate to others, to all living entities. Like when you become a doctor, one of the things you hear is, do no harm, right? That's one of the vows, do no harm. Just, anyway, do a lot of operations, but don't harm anybody. So, as a human being, we want to help people. We want people to be happy. We want people to have loving relationships. We want people to fulfill all their basic needs. And that's Krishna consciousness. Through Krishna consciousness, you can be happy, you can have a goal in life, a purpose in life. You can help other people. It's satisfying. As the Bhagavad Gita says, Savai Pum Sam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Yahoksaje Haitiki Pratyata Yayatma Supersedate. By this Bhagavad Dharma, one can actually have satisfaction of the heart, satisfaction of the soul. So that's a big reason for taking initiation. Hopefully you have one of those reasons. Not simply to do some ritual, to sit here at a fire sacrifice and have all your friends and relatives appreciate you and get a Hare Krishna name. The whole purpose is to help others. And of course Lord Chaitanya said that those who are born in the land of Vartavarsha, which is basically, you're not born there, not all of you, some of you are, then your duty is para upakara, to work for the benefit of others. So basically, this initiation is a vow to become perfect in Krishna consciousness, or to become advanced in Krishna consciousness and dedicate your life to helping others. That should be the consciousness. Not simply save myself, not simply be happy myself, but do your best to help others. Whether you're a sannyasi, which none of you are sannyasis, but none of you are brahmacharis, that's a rare species, protected species. So you're all householders. But whatever ashram you're in, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, shuddha kena naya, krishna tattva veda, say guru hoy, you should become guru. That is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. What does it mean to become guru? Not that you sit on a big seat and have everybody give you big garlands. That's not what a guru is. You get your feet washed wherever you get. That gets a little dry after a while. You know, people look at a guru and they think, boy, he's really enjoying it. He gets his feet washed 20 times a day. What's the enjoyment from that? The enjoyment is helping people. And that enjoyment you can have by dedicating your life to bringing people to Krishna consciousness. And the household order of life, and you're all householders, is specifically, not yet. But anyway, so it's specifically meant to invite people to your home. And as Prabhupada said, when he was asked by one devotee about what do you do and that's your household, the Prabhupada said you should call out 3 or 4 times before you eat. If anyone's hungry, please let them come in. Now, you may not do that literally, but the whole point behind that instruction is you should be inviting people to your home and giving them prasadam and giving them Krishna, and then your life will be perfect. So, that's the reason. So, how do you do it? We did the why, and now we're going to do the how. You do it by chanting the holy names of Krishna. You know the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? I'm sure, I hope you all know it by now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra and doing the other processes in Krishna consciousness, not ritualistically, but with full attention. Because devotional service is executed not only with the gross body, the Pancha Mahabhuta, but with the subtle body, with the mind. The whole purpose is Savai Mana, Krishna Padara Vindaya, to fix the mind on Krishna. And so that means while we're doing the chanting, while we're doing our activities, we should always be thinking of what we're doing, or why, and also why we're doing it. Not just put your body on automatic and just do your activities. I mean, sometimes when you do the same activity over and over again, like chanting the holy name, you just chant and you think of something else. And as Prabhupada said, and always one devotee said, not Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said something different, but as a devotee one time said, wake me up when my job is done. Or as Prabhupada said jokingly one time when he was moving his counter beads down, he said, now I finished my 16 rounds, now I can do any damn thing. In other words, glad I got it done. That should not be the attitude. Remember, while you're chanting the holy name, that's Radha and Krishna there. Hare, that means Radharani. And of course, Krishna obviously means Krishna. But it's also vocative. Vocative means to cry out, for those of you who don't know grammar that well. In Sanskrit, you have a vocative sense, which means you're crying out, oh, Radharani. And then Krishna is also vocative. Oh, Krishna. What? Engage me in your service. Save me from this material world. I, Nanda Tanu Jakinkaram Patitam Mam Vishabe Babambudo Kripya Tava Patatam Pankaja Sita Duli Sadrasama Chintya. And if you think like that while you're chanting, of course, Ram, too. We like Ram, also. Lord Ram, also Balaram, and some devotees say Radharaman. So in any case, Krishna, Ram, Radha, engage me in your service, save me. Hare Krishna. Offenses on chanting. You know, there's 10 offenses, but he said this is actually the offense that actually is the foundation for all the other offenses. So it's important, not only the chanting. If you're doing arti, if you're doing a fire sacrifice like this, if you're going to take darshan of the deities, if you're offering food to the deities, offering food at your altar at home, be very attentive. Realize that Krishna is there. Nama chintani, chintamani Krishna's chaitanya rasa vigraha. Purna shuddha nitya mukto vinatvam namanamino. Krishna is absolutely the same as his name. Absolutely. There is no difference. Chintamani is like a touchstone. So realize that. And then if you're attentive, realizing that, you will experience so much ecstasy, it will be unbelievable. So basically, we should mention the 10 offenses very, very briefly. The first offense, of course, is to consider the names of the demigods. Like, first offense is to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. This offense is very important to avoid, because if you offend the devotees of the Lord, that's called a mad elephant offense, and you lose your ability to appreciate spiritual activities. The second offense is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Third offense is disobey the order of the spiritual master. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures. There were literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna of imagination. Sixth offense, to give some perverted interpretation. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. Eighth offense is to think that chanting is like some other ritual. We talked about rituals before, like karma kanya rituals. Ninth offense is to instruct people in a way that they're not, in such a way, in such a fashion, that they're not able to understand and they will commit offenses themselves. In other words, instruct the faithless about the glories of chanting. And the tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of holy name and to maintain material attachments in spite of hearing so many instructions in the matter. So it's not offensive to have material attachments, it's offensive to maintain them. In other words, you should be trying to get rid of them. And how do you get rid of them? By praying to the Lord. Because the material attachments are coming from the anarthas. Anarthas means things that you don't want, like kama, krodha, mada, matsarya, varivaya, lust, anger, greed, illusion. And so we should work on those things. And for example, we were talking about envy the other day with the devotees. They asked me, how do you work on getting rid of envy? Very easy. Whoever or whatever you're envious of, you praise that person. And you serve them. That's hard, isn't it? Like if someone's really envy, then you just start talking about how wonderful they are. And that gets rid of the envy. So in other words, there's a positive side to every negative injunction. Even the 10 offenses, like we talk about not blaspheming the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. So they praise the devotees. You appreciate the devotees. And in this way, you'll get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So just do positive things. Don't be envious. And as far as lust, instead of succumbing to lust, be enthusiastic to serve Krishna. There's a positive to every negative injunction. Because generally you can't get rid of a negative, it's better to do the positive. You know, serve the Vaishnavas, be enthusiastic, utsahan nishtye darya, tatat karma bhavartanat, sangas jagasato prate, sabira bhakti asijati. So follow the positive injunctions and automatically the negative things go away. Don't feel guilty. So that's how one chants the holy name with devotion. And also, if you want to have more devotion, you associate more with saintly persons. Because bhakti is not given by Krishna. That may come as a shock to all of you. Bhakti is independent. Bhakti comes from association with devotees. Just like we hear, Brahmanda Brahmate Konda Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhani Bhakti Vata Bhish. One gets that bhakti, that seed, the creeper of devotion, by coming in contact with a devotee. And that's called like a heart transplant. Heart transplant. That you get the bhakti from the heart of a pure devotee, and it enters into your heart. Just like before I came to Krishna consciousness, I was listening to the radio, and I heard Prabhupada chanting. And within the sound vibration of a pure devotee, is bhakti, is the saffron dust particles of the lotus feet of the Lord. So immediately when I heard Prabhupada chanting, this was before anyone here was born, 1968, 69, it's a long time, isn't it? I was only 2 years old then. So anyway, no, I was quite old. I was at university at that time. When I heard Prabhupada chant, immediately my whole life changed. I immediately developed a desire to love Krishna. When I read Krishna book for the first time, even though I hadn't entered any temple, and I heard about Krishna stealing butter and feeding it to monkeys, I didn't even know who Krishna was. I couldn't get that image out of my mind of a little blue boy stealing butter and feeding it to monkeys. And I thought I was going crazy. You imagine someone who doesn't know Krishna thinking of a blue boy feeding butter to a monkeys and dreaming about it all night long, you know, ready to see a psychiatrist after that. But it was Krishna. It was all from Prabhupada's association, from reading Prabhupada's book, from hearing Prabhupada on the radio chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everything came from that. And when I finally saw Prabhupada, then I did something I never wanted to do. I shaved my hair. It's all from a pure devotee, coming in contact with a pure devotee. I mean, this was the 1960s. Nobody wanted to shave their hair at that time. Even the businessmen, they all had long hair, shoulder length hair. Another thing I didn't want to do, I woke up early in the morning after I saw a problem. Another thing I didn't want to do was I lived in a room with 30 other brahmacharis. Another thing I didn't want to do, I had to follow the order of the temple president. All these things were just like something I would never do in the three worlds. But when I met Prabhupada, somehow or other, Krishna in my heart inspired me, gave me the bhakti lata bija, and here I am today. It's all by the mercy of coming in contact with the devotee. So in other words, if you want to get that ecstasy, you associate sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee, you get all perfection. And that's the secret. You read Prabhupada's books, And the saffron dust particles of the lotus feet of the Lord are within every word in Prabhupada's books. You get inspired. If you don't read Prabhupada's books, you won't be associating with them. You know, there's Vani and Bapu, as we learned in the Course. So the Vani and Prabhupada, Prabhupada is here. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, who reasons ill, who says that thou art, you know, gone, that Vaishnavas are still living in sound. So Prabhupada is living in sound. Whoops, someone's mobile phone is going off in sound too. Bunkaro. So we associate with Srila Prabhupada, and it's very important to understand, as you all learned in the ISKCON Disciple Course, Prabhupada is the founder of Charya of ISKCON and our primary source of siksha. And not only siksha in terms of just instruction, but in terms of inspiration. So everyone, not only, there's the phone again, not only those who are getting initiated, but everyone should study the life of Srila Prabhupada. You know, I don't think that many of you have read the Leelamrita here. Some of you may have, some of you may not. But that is just as important as the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Why? Because it's the Bhagavad Gita in action in the modern day world. You will not know how to follow the Bhagavad Gita's instructions unless you hear about Prabhupada and Prabhupada's life. Because what does Krishna mean for us when he says sarva dharmam pratyasya mamekam sharanam braja? What does it mean? Well, when you study Prabhupada's life, you see it means to accept the order of the spiritual master of your life and soul and spread Krishna consciousness with your very life's energy. That's what it means. Easy. Bhagavad Gita becomes easy to understand when you understand Prabhupada. So everyone here should get a copy. If you don't have a copy now, get a copy of the Holy Leelamrita, read it, study Prabhupada's life, and you will be inspired in Krishna consciousness. And hear from Prabhupada in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, so many books you can read, so much hearing you can do. And then you're associating with the pure devotee, you get that bhakti lata beach. So that's first initiation. Second initiation is pretty much the same thing, except there's a concentration on developing brahminical qualities. We have two devotees taking second initiation. Right? You got a recommendation? Good. Okay, so just checking. So we have two devotees taking second initiation, and the second initiation is called Brahmana initiation. Of course, it's not that those who are taking first initiation should wait till they take second initiation to develop mode of goodness qualities. Everyone should try to develop mode of goodness qualities. But those who are taking second initiation, especially it's stressed, and those mode of goodness qualities mentioned in the Gita are Samo Tamak Dabaksho Cham, Shanti Raja Vameva Chak, Yanavigana Mustakam, Brahmakarma Swabhavajam. And I'll translate that. Those who are aspiring to be Brahmins, and it's not that you become a Brahmin by getting a thread, not that you can lord it over all the other devotees and say, now I'm a Brahmin, you have to serve me. I had experience of that, not myself, but I was serving Srila Prabhupada for years in South America. And there they have a very hierarchical society. So if you've been in the movement 2 weeks longer than someone else, that person who's been in the movement 2 weeks less, he has to serve you. So imagine when you take Brahmin initiation, you become so puffed up, you become like that frog in the well that explodes eventually. That's Brahmin's story. So a Brahmin means being equipoised, happiness, distress. Bhagavad Gita teaches us that. Self-control or sense-control, dhamma, or Prabhupada called it taint. Brahmin means regular, I mean, of course, hopefully all of you take regular baths, but Brahmin is special. So that's why I say this is for everyone. But I'm saying this because Prabhupada talked about this during Brahmin initiation or second initiation. Means cleanliness, internal, external. Oma pavatra pavatrava saravastam katobiva yaksmarat kundarik kaksham. Tavaya Avyantara Shuchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu, as was chanted before. One who always remembers Krishna then he stays purified. That is the internal cleanliness. Yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam jamayi pashati tashaham napranashami asacha me napranashyati. It means you see Krishna everywhere and see Krishna in everything, and you're never lost to Krishna, nor is Krishna ever lost to you. So, tabakshocham, and tolerance. You cultivate tolerance, religiosity. You study Prabhupada's books, all of you, and you realize what's in it. How do you realize what's in Prabhupada's books? Several ways. One is you practice. It's called vijnana. Another way is you preach it. On the way here, I was asked the question, you know, how to become inspired to read? Because we're not a reading culture. We're used to these stupid mobile phones. Isn't it? Text me. I'm okay. You're okay. Okay. Hare Krishna. You know, short text. Yeah, our span of attention has been limited to 2.5 seconds now. Right? That's why when I speak, I have to tell a joke every minute. Just to keep everybody's attention. So we're not used to reading. We don't have a reading culture. When I was young, we had bookstores everywhere. People were reading. And when I was at university, I would read one book a day, you know, sit down and read. Now, people don't read. They just watch television, play video games, text each other, and go to sleep. That's the summary of modern society. So how do you get inspired to read? When you read something, you speak it. If you practice something, you learn to a certain extent. But when you teach something, you learn 100%. Right? Otherwise, it's in one ear, out the other ear. So you read something. You read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Here's the Bhagavad Gita. One whose happiness is within, I just picked it at random. Who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme. Wow. So I read that. I just picked that at random. So happiness within. Wow. That's where my happiness has to be. So you talk that to others. Yeah, that's where your happiness has to be. Don't think happiness is in acquiring different things. You have to have it within. With the loving. What does within mean? The loving relationship with Krishna. The reciprocal relationship. Wow. That's within. So anyway, so the point I'm making is you read, explain. Then you remember it, you want to read, it becomes a... It's really nice to read then. I used to memorize one Sanskrit verse a day when I was a brahmachari. Because I would speak that verse to other people, explain the verse to other people. Anyway, so that is Jnana Vijnana Saitam. So anyway, so that's what Brahman means, and that's what first initiation means, but everyone should be absorbed in chanting Krishna's names with great attention, study Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtaka, the 8 prayers that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left us to understand the mood of chanting. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he spoke the Shikshashtaka for several reasons. I mean, there's an internal reason, which is an esoteric reason, an exoteric reason, but one of the reasons is to teach us how to chant the holy name. He only left us 8 verses. I mean, other devotees whom he instructed have given us much more instruction, like the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. That's true. But Lord Chaitanya personally gave us these 8 verses to become expert in studying and entering into the mood of these 8 verses and be attentive while you're chanting. Pray to Krishna. Have a sankalpa before you chant. Before you start chanting in the morning, ask yourself, why am I chanting today? Because if you don't do that, you won't have focus. You know, I'm chanting because I want to please Krishna. I'm chanting because I want this person to become... You have so many different... This person to become Krishna conscious. I'm chanting for the welfare of the world. I'm chanting for my enemy. That's real powerful. Someone hates me, I'm chanting for your benefit. I want you to be Krishna conscious. I have no enemies. Jata Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhavushma, right? Qualities of a Vaishnava. Think about it. Then it's very powerful. If you have a reason to chant, a sankalpa, then it's really powerful chanting. So that's my instruction, advice, whatever, today, that all of you get to chanting in a very powerful way, in a very attentive way. and chant with your heart, not just with your lips and tongue, that's okay, but with your heart. The heart should be in there. You should cry out to Krishna. One of my godbrothers, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he stayed in Bhubaneswar. He was opening up a crying temple. So we should cry. Don't cry like ladies cry, but anyway. Not like that. But cry out for Krishna while you're chanting. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay? So that's the talk. So now we can give out the names. Is that all right? So the devotees who were taking initiation should come up one by one. First you go to Prabhupada, offer dhanavats to Prabhupada, dhanavats to the deities, and then you come and I guess you offer some respect to this not-so-humble self. I always get surprised when devotees say, please accept my humble obeisances, because humble, who's humble? If you think you're humble, you're not humble. Okay, actually, I understand humble means not worth very much in that particular context. So, anyways, so I guess Niraj can be first, and Nikhil come after that. Maybe first. Oh, sorry about that. Anyway. No, not really. Ladies should be first, but... And then... Okay. And then Ava, you can just follow one after the other. And Rocky after that. Okay, let's get the beads. And these devotees are going to take their vows before they get their name. And if they don't take the vows, they don't get their name. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One thing I want to mention, initiation is essential if one wants to get pure love of God. Now you can chant Hare Krishna before you're initiated, but if you want to achieve the perfection of life, getting pure love of God, then initiation is required. Because the chanting doesn't wait for initiation, but your spiritual, let's say, perfection waits for initiation. Okay? All right. Niraj. So, I guess we'll ask you the questions. What are the four regulative principles you're vowing to follow?
Yeah. No intoxication. No gambling, no illicit relationship, right? Chanting 16 rounds.
Minimum, every day. Ekadasi is always good to chant more if you have time. Usually on Ekadasi, if I'm not running around, I'll chant 64 rounds. And if you try that one time, if you ever get a day off, it'll change your whole life. If you chant 64 rounds, just try once if you can. And you'll understand at that point 16 rounds is just the warm-up before the game. It's really true. Okay, so actually I take the beads out of your bead bag. Okay. So your name now is, you get the beads with your right hand, Nalini Kanta Das. Nalini Kanta. That's the name of Krishna. Krishna's very beautiful. It's like a lotus lake, isn't it? Lotus lake. Nalini Katha, Kanta Das Adhikari. How's that? Okay. Nalini Kanta Das Kijai. Oh, you get your beat back too. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Closer. I don't bite. So, then leave me come. Okay, you can sit down. So, Nikhil, so, what are the four regular principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication. Okay. Minimum 16 rounds.
Minimum 16
rounds. If possible, on Ekadasi.
If you can, chant more. Yeah, well, sometimes it's not possible if you're working. The more the better. I discovered when I chant 64, I can't stop. I never got to 192 like Haridas Thakur, though. But, you know, I've gotten up to 80-something rounds. Because it just becomes so pleasurable that you don't want to do anything else. You don't want to eat. You don't want to sleep. You don't want to talk. You just want to chant Krishna's holy names. So, let me get your beads out of your bead bag. So your name now, as you get the beads with your right hand, is your name is Nitai Pada Das. Nitai Pada Das Kijai. Of course, you probably know what that means. It means the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The servant in the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Wow. Wish I had a name like that. Okay. So, next is Rocky. Keep your wife for last, right? So, what are four regular principles?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit relationships.
Okay, and how many rounds?
Chanting 16 rounds.
16 rounds.
Minimum 16 rounds regularly.
And following your husband's orders? Oh, no. No, that's not required. Sorry, I forgot that we're in New Zealand right now. I thought we were in Fiji, but anyway, so this is a joke. So take the beads with your right hand, and your name right now is Radha Padma Devi Das. Radha Padma Devi Das Kijai, and I think everybody knows what that means, right? Padma means lotus, and Radharani is Radharani. So, next, Eva. Eva has a very good husband. He's actually my guru. So it's all in the same disciplic succession. So, he's that, because he taught me everything I know about flying a drone. So his name is Drone Acharya. So what are the four regulated principles?
No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex.
Minimum 16 rounds. And Eva has very good sadhana. I mean, when I heard about her sadhana, I was almost ready to take initiation from her. She gets up early every morning, chants her rounds, go to the morning program, and reads and... just dedicated. Amazing. What?
Whole day doing garlands,
serving the deities. Maybe in some future life I can be so dedicated. So, sometimes the disciple saves the guru. So, you have the beads with your right hand. Your name now is Rasarani Devi Dasi. Rasarani means the queen of the Rasa dance. It's the name of Radharani, obviously. Rasarani. Rani means queen, Rasa. It's Rasarani, not Rasarani. That would be a different name. Rasa would mean the relationships, basically, or the taste of the relationship, and Rasa is the dance. So, Rasarani Devi Dasi. Nice name, isn't it? So now you have a new wife. It's like variety. Okay, oh, here's you. Okay, so you can proceed now? Or? Oh, what about the Brahman thread for him? You don't have it? I didn't chant on it yet. Yeah. What? No, it should be given now. The mantra is given later. Hare Krishna. So everyone can chant Hare Krishna in the meantime. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So what should we do? Yeah, why don't you start? Okay. Yeah, do the other one. Yes. Right before the mantra. So, would you give him the microphone? No, one of the other brothers should do that. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In case this one gets tangled.
Krishna Nadis Tasmin Ajanto Kaya Om Mangalam Tat Pravati Pri Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapasanti Sundayaha Devi Vajakshatatam Tat Vipra Shakkandeve Jagrikam Samasamindhate